Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
folks.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And, well, I guess we can talk basketball. I want to say congratulations to the Denver Nuggets for winning the NBA Finals Playoff Championship Series. They went 4-1 in the series. So it was a 5-game series. And they won. So congratulations to the Denver Nuggets for winning the NBA Finals. All right. Go ahead, Nuggets. And I want to give a shout out to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. I want to give them a shout-out because they won the Stanley Cup after 8 years in the business. They finally made it to the playoffs, and they finally won the Stanley Cup playoffs. They are the champions of hockey in the world hockey season, or the World Hockey Championship League. So congratulations to the Golden Nuggets, to the Denver Nuggets, and to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Congratulations to both of those teams for being world champions. And hopefully they'll play a good again next season. And we'd like to see the Las Vegas Golden Knights win back-to-back hockey championships. That's what we'd like to see. So we'll see what happens in the future. And we got the Las Vegas Aces, the WNBA team, that's playing really good, and they're leading their division with the most wins in their division. So they're number one in the WNBA division. So congratulations to the ladies of Las Vegas, Aces. Hopefully they'll win this season and they'll be the champions, as they are the repeat champions for the WNBA. So they won the WNBA championship last year, and this year they're trying to be a repeat champion. So good luck to the ladies of the WNBA, the Las Vegas Golden Aces. All right. Well, that's it for hockey and basketball. Let's talk about baseball. Let's talk Major League Baseball. DJ Papa D, what's the standing in the loss in the baseball league, the Major League Baseball? Let's talk about the National League and talk about the American League. Who's winning in the division in those leagues?
What's up, G-Money? You want to talk Major League Baseball?
Yep. What's the standing
right
in the baseball right now?
All right. In the National League West, the Arizona Diamondbacks are in first place, leading the Dodgers by 3 games. In the National League Central, the Pittsburgh Pirates are in, actually it's kind of a three-way tie for first place. The Pirates, the Brewers, and the Cincinnati Reds all have 34 wins. The Pirates just have fewer losses, so they're in first place. And in the National League East, the Atlanta Braves are on top with 42 wins, 4 games ahead of the Marlins, who have 38 wins, and the Phillies are in third place. In the American League, the Tampa Bay Rays are on top in the American League East with 49 wins, 6 games ahead of the Baltimore Orioles, who have 43 wins, and in third place is the Yankees with 39 wins. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are on top with 35 wins, 4 games ahead of the Cleveland Guardians, who have 31 wins, and the Chicago White Sox have 30 wins. They're in third place. And in the American League West, the Texas Rangers are on top with 42 wins, followed by the Houston Astros, who have 39 wins, and in third place, it's the California Angels with 38 wins. That is Major League Baseball.
Well, all right. Look out, baseball fans. The season is just really getting started. They're only 40 games into the season. The season usually goes about 120 games. So we got plenty of baseball. ahead. So we got plenty of games to watch and be entertained by the baseball team in the Major League Baseball. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house. I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right. And I got so good at my yo-yo. I could do three tricks. That's right. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I could walk the dog. And then I could rock the cradle. And then you did around the world. And I was yo-yoing all over the place. Every place I went, I had my yo-yo. So I had a gold yo-yo. I had a green yo-yo. And then I had a butterfly yo-yo. And it was yo-yo. And I did it all the way in college. And I played with my yo-yo between classes. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. And I walked the dog. And I went around the world. And I rocked the cradle. Even when I was going to college, I was really good at that. And I practiced every day, and I always So I've made it back to the train station. But all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And, I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me.
I'm back. I'm back in the hood with something match. My hair is long. My skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. I'm smooth as silk. I eat cereal with cold milk. That's Papa G. I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. Getting up, playing Doom. Look at my arm. Hard as hell, I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell, in my room, what's that smell? And they say I'm fat, this thumb's a mat, my skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, this thumb's a mat, my skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all, standing up, walking tall, up all day, ready to ball. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall, Marky D, big head Paul, making moves, standing tall, making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park, behind my back, hitting the mark, going home before it starts. Feed my pits so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. This thumb's a mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. This thumb's a mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. And I get down, doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord. Still in the fight. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5 all day. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the mat. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. 6'5 is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back.
got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire.
This is G Money, the pimp comic. And I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter. And I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 57 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. There was a blonde girl that walked into an appliance store, and she put a big screen on the counter and said she wanted to buy that big screen TV. And they told her, we don't sell big screen TVs to blonde women. And she said, what? So she went home and she dyed her hair red. And then 2 days later, she went back into the same store. and tried to buy a 50-inch screen again. She put it on the counter and said she wanted to buy this 50-inch TV. And they said, we don't sell 50-inch TVs to blonde women. And she was like, what? Okay. So she went home and she shaved all her body hair. She shaved her underarms. She shaved her pubic hair. And she shaved all of the hair on her body except for the hair on her head. And then a couple of days later, she went back into the store and put the big screen on the counter and said, I want to buy this big screen TV. And they said, we don't sell big screen TVs to blonde women. And she said, what makes you think I'm blonde? I mean, I've dyed my hair, so my hair is red now. So I'm not even a blonde lady. And I shaved all my body hair. What makes you think I'm a blonde woman? And they said, because you're trying to buy a 50-inch screen microwave instead of a 50, and you're saying it's a 50-inch screen TV, but it's a microwave. Woo! So, I'm G Money. I'm the pimp comic, and I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, there was a man that went to the bar, and he was sitting at a table, and he ended up laying across the table, and his glass was on the table, but he was laying across the table. So the bartender went over and took his glass from him, and he said, okay, you've had too much to drink. So he took the glass and put it in the dishwasher behind the bar. And then he asked one of the patrons at the bar if they could give this man a ride home because he was really too drunk to drive. And the patron said, yes, I'm a Christian. I will give him a ride to his house. And the bartender wrote the address down on a sheet of paper and gave it to the patron. And the patron walked over there and stood the man up at the table, and he let him go. And the man slid down on the floor, and the patron said, wow, you really are drunk. I'm so glad you're not driving tonight. I'm going to drive you home. And so he picked the man up and carried him to the front door. And he opened the door and walked the man out to the parking lot. And he put the man by the side of his car. And he stood him up and he let him go while he was unlocking the passenger door. And the man slid down to the ground again. And the man said, wow, you really are drunk. I'm so glad I'm driving you home because you're too drunk to drive. So he reached down and he picked the man up, stood him up next to his car. And then he opened the car door on the passenger side and he put the man in the car. And then he closed the door and he locked the door. And then he walked around to the driver's side. And he opened the driver's door, and he got in the car, and he put the seatbelt on the passenger, and then he started the car, and he drove the car to the address that the bartender gave him. So when he showed up at the house, at the address that the bartender gave him, he turned the car off, parked in front of the house, and then he walked around to the passenger side, and he unlocked the passenger door, and he stood the passenger up outside the car, and he was leaning him against the car, and the man slid down to the ground again, and the man said, wow, you really are drunk. I'm sure glad I drove you home because you are really too drunk to drive. So then he reached down and he picked up the man and he carried him on his back, and then he closed the car door and he carried the man to the address at the house, and he leaned the man against the wall of the house, and when he let him go, the man slid down the wall and was laying on the ground. And the man said, "Wow, you really are drunk. I'm so glad you didn't drive home." So he stood the man up again, and he leaned him against the wall, and he leaned against the man against the wall, and then he knocked on the door. And a woman came to the door, and the driver asked the woman, "Is this your husband?" And she said, "Yes, this is my husband." And he said, "Well, he was too drunk, so we decided that we would give him a ride home because he was really too drunk to drive." And the lady said, "Oh, thank you for being so kind and so courteous to bring my husband home." And he said, "Can you take him from here?" And she said, "Yeah, I can take you from here." And he said, "All right, well, I'm glad he made it home all right." And then he turned around to walk away. And the woman said, "I have a question for you, sir." And he turned around and he said, "Yes, ma'am, what is your question?" He said, "Where is my husband's wheelchair?" I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, they had a couple of women in the neighborhood that wanted to start a handyman business. So they put a flyer together, and then they started handing flyers out, putting them on the windshields of all these cars and putting them on the doors of the houses in the neighborhood. And one blonde lady saw this man walking to his car, walking from his car to his house, and she caught him getting ready to go in his house, and she stopped him and she said, "Sir, me and some girlfriends of mine are starting a handyman business, and we were wondering if you had any small jobs that you could give us so we could make some money. And we'll do any kind of job." And the man said, "Well, yeah, I got a job for you to do." And the woman said, "Okay, any kind of job, we'll do anything." And he said, "Well, I want you to paint my porch." And she said, "Sure, I can do that." And he said, "All right." And he gave the lady a can of paint, and he gave her a paintbrush, and he told her that he'll pay her $50 to paint his porch. And she said, "Okay, I can work for that." And then she walked off, and he went in the house. And his wife asked him, "Does she know that the porch goes all the way around the house?" And he said, "I don't know, but she was standing on the porch when I gave her the job, so I think she knows that the porch goes all the way around the house. And otherwise, we'll see." And she said, "Okay." And they closed the door. And the lady went to do the job. And then 2 hours later, she came and knocked on the door. And they answered the door, and the man answered the door, and she told him, "Okay, I finished painting your porch." So he said, "All right, congratulations, you completed the job. So here's $50 for doing the job." And she said, "Thank you." And he walked, he didn't even go outside to check to see if she had done a good job. He just assumed that she did a good job, and he would check the porch later. And he went in the door and was getting ready to close the door. And she said, "Oh, by the way, your car wasn't a Porsche. It was a Camaro. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There were three women that were put in front of a firing squad. It was a redhead, a brunette, and a blonde lady. They put the brunette in front of the firing squad, and the sergeant of the firing squad asked the lady if she had any last words. And she said, no, let's just get this over with. So he said, all right. He said, ready, aim. And she said, tornado, tornado, tornado. And everybody ran for cover, and she escaped. And then the sergeant got his firing squad together again, and he put them in front of the wall, and he brought the redhead and put her in front of the firing squad, in front of the wall. And he asked her if she had any last words. And she said, no, let's just do this. And he said, okay. And he said, ready, aim. And she said, tornado, tornado, tornado. And everybody ran for cover, and she escaped. And then the sergeant got the firing squad together again. And the blonde lady saw what her friends did. And so she thought she was going to be slick, and she was going to be ready. So when he asked her if she had any last words, she said, no, but I need a blindfold because I don't want to see what's going on. So he said, okay, and he came over and put a blindfold on the blonde lady. And then he asked her if she had any last words, and she said, no, let's just get this over with. And he said, okay. And he said, ready, aim. And she said, fire, fire, fire. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. There was a snail that went to a car dealer to buy a car. The snail wanted to buy a red Camaro. So he asked the dealer if he could buy a red Camaro with a white stripe painted down the middle of the car. And he wanted an S painted on the door, on the passenger door, and on the driver door. And the dealer said, yeah, but we'll have to order that special. So I'll have to call you when the car comes in. And the snail says, okay, that's fine. I'll wait on your call. And then the dealer called the snail when the car came in, and he said, we have your car, but we don't have the S's painted on the door. We haven't got the detailing done yet. So we got the stripe painted down the center of your car, but we don't have the S's painted on the passenger door or on the driver's door. And the snail said, okay, well, I'll wait for you to get the S's painted on the door. And the dealer said, just for my own understanding, can you tell me why you want an S painted on the passenger door and on the driver's door? And the snail said, well, when I'm driving this Camaro down the street, and people see my Camaro, I want them to say, look at that S-car-go. S-car-go. Woo! I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other, drew their swords, and shot each other. Now the deaf policeman heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. And if you don't believe this tale is true, Ask the blind man, because he saw it too. Woo! All right. Now, let's play a song. How about G Money's a Pimp? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So, we were in the airport, but we were still waiting on our buddy to come from the security check-in section. And we were sitting talking with the flight attendants. So they called us, and he walked out and met us halfway in the airport, and we went to the security section and picked him up. And he was mad. Oh, he was pissed off because he had to strip down to his underwear, and they checked his booty hole to see if he had any kind of ammunition or any kind of guns in his butt. Now, what kind of mess is that? And that's what he thought, too. What kind of mess is that? How am I going to carry a gun in my butthole? What kind of stupid do they think I am?
Yeah.
Big Nasty and DJ Papa D. I'm G Money, the Pimp Count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over. And it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs. And they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
Beer, or you have to bring dope in order to be accepted.
at the growth of Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 people moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yes, Gregoryville has become a metropolis, and it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too. So they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you You might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. There were two men in the jungle taking pictures of the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took off his boots and put on his tennis shoes. And the other man said, "What are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. I was teaching school in Compton. I was teaching sixth grade. And I had some white kids. I had some black kids. I had some Asian kids. And I had some Spanish kids. And I had some Indian kids. And I had to make sure all of them could speak English, or I had to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so they could learn in their own language. So I started off the class by saying, "If you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up." And the kids were talking among themselves. And then Michael stood up. And I said, "Michael, did you understand what I said?" And he said, "Yeah. You said if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up." And I'm like, "Okay, well, you understood what I said. So why are you standing then?" And he said, "Well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself." Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, one more joke. There was a man riding on the freeway, and he got a call on his cell phone from his wife, and his wife was telling him she was watching the news, and the news reporter was reporting that they had somebody on the freeway driving the wrong way on the freeway. So she was calling him to be careful because this person was driving on the same freeway that he was taking to drive home from work. And he said, "Okay, baby, thank you for the information. I'll be careful." And he hung up the phone. And then he looked up, and he saw about 50 cars coming his way. And he said, "Oh, no, they don't have one car driving the wrong way. They got hundreds of cars driving the wrong way on the freeway." Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for me to play a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So, ladies, gentlemen, put your head back and put your feet up and get something cold to drink and then get something to munch on, some popcorn, some peanuts, and sit back and listen to this story that I recorded for the listening audience. It should be entertaining. It should be educational. It should be inspirational. And it should be outstanding for you to listen to. So sit back and listen as we play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. Okay, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Yeah, so I was in the Howard Johnson, rocking the house. And telling the DJ how to play the music to get the crowd going. I mean, it was a good night for me. I had a ball. And my bartender was starting to mix some crazy drinks. And people were starting to get drunk. And they were up and dancing. And they were even tipping her big tips. And she was like, my God, he gave me a $5 tip. And I'm like, well, if you keep the drinks going like that, you're going to get a lot of $5 tips. Because that's what they want. They want to get a drink that will get them tossed up. And you know what happens when men get drunk and their wives get drunk. Then they want to go back to the room and do the wild thing before they go to sleep for the night, you know. Because as old as these people are getting, they're not all-night partiers. So you can't expect them to be in the bar all night long. They're just doing the best they can with what they got. So that's how they're acting. So that's cool. That's what I'm used to. I'm used to watching them dance and hang out on the late-night shift. You know, and then they're going to go home and they'll pass out on their wives. That's how it goes, you know. The men just can't hang. The women get drunk and then they want to go home and be sexy. But the men go home and go to sleep. That's the way it goes. I don't know if women know that or not, but that's the way it goes. You know, a man will get drunk and then he want to go to sleep. A woman gets drunk and she wants to have sex. So it's a difference in the world we live in between the men and the women. When people are drinking, different things are happening. So I don't know. You know, that's just the way that I see it. From the DJ's point of view, from a bartender's point of view, you know, that's how I see it. And that's the way it goes down in G Money's world. It's everybody is having a party. Everybody's going home feeling good. That's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to have a good time and then go home and sleep it off. So that's all good for me. I ain't got no problems with that. But you know, my girlfriends want me to come home early so they can get tossed up. But I don't do that every night. I go home and take it slow and easy. I sit down and watch the news. I get home at 2 o'clock in the morning. I watch the 2 o'clock news. And I lay down and relax until I pass out. And that's just the way it is. I wake up in the morning in my big lounge chair. And my girlfriend usually comes and wakes me up and talks about, baby, are you coming to bed? And I'm like, yeah, I'll be in there after the news goes off. But until then, yeah, I'm watching TV. I'm taking it slow and easy. And that's what I did when I left the Howard Johnson. I jumped on the bus at 2 in the morning, and I rode home. And I got off the Las Vegas bus, and I walked to my apartment and went in and laid down. And since I was the only one in my room when I got home, I didn't have nobody to bother me, nobody to talk to me, nobody to give me any kind of drama. And I liked that. So I came in and I laid out and I went to sleep. And it was all good because the next day, I don't know if I had to get up and go to work or if I was going to get up early in the morning and see if I could go get my $400 check. But I don't know. It was early in the morning, late at night, and I was just laying there thinking about what I'm going to do for tomorrow. Because I could go to labor ready at 6 in the morning and see if I could get a job, or I could go down to the social services office and go pick up a $400 check. So I had my options open. And actually, I hadn't been to the plasma center in a while, so I could actually go to the plasma center and get $25. And since I haven't been out collecting cans, I didn't have any cans to sell the can man. In fact, I hadn't even talked to the can man. So I don't even know if I still had his number, because I kind of took a break from collecting cans now that I'm down in the city across the street from the Stratosphere, down the street from Sahara Casino and from Circus. Yeah, I'm in the prime location to kick it on the strip. So I wasn't going to be collecting cans no time soon. I was going to go to work at Labor Ready and I was going to make my money. And so that's what I was going to do.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I love all the girls in my world. They make me the man that I am.
And I'm the playboy extraordinaire.
I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. Got dressed, went outside. To my Mustang 65, that's my ride, my Mustang 65, and I rolled on.
My Mustang was shot. I had 20 balls of rounds. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was cold on the outside, and then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. I was low riding for real.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. I never did have to watch my back. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, cause I taught them one-on-one. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama, I love my dad, even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Big Mac. Happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day, I only have one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm G Money and I'm here to stay. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
G-Money's a pimp, God's plan makes a man. Big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pimp. Call me the big pimp. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right, that's right.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm Dream Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp coming. I
I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Urge me.
Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic,
and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get inside, because believe it or not, it's 95 degrees out here in Las Vegas, and it's raining. So I'm getting ready to shut it down and go inside where I can stay high and dry. So I want to tell you, have a good day, and have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And, well, let's hear about the birthdays, people that are celebrating their birthdays today, getting ready for this weekend, Juneteenth weekend. So we're going to celebrate the birthdays. So DJ Papa D, do you have some birthdays to announce so that we can acknowledge everybody's birthday?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. June 15th, 2023. Happy birthday to Liz Batts. Happy birthday to Lexi McMichael. Happy birthday to Amy Jones. Happy birthday, Kafanya James Strutzhers. Happy birthday, Tracy Veal. Happy birthday, Michael Shingleton. Happy birthday, Ava Lily Onwu. Happy birthday, Cedric Jones. Happy birthday, James Howard. Happy birthday, Don Q. Diesel. Happy birthday, Andrew Holmes, Q Strike Spike. Happy birthday, LT Coffee, or Kofi. Happy birthday, Vicky Davis Holmes, Zeta Phi Beta. And last but not least, happy birthday to Rachel Leonard. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, June 15th, 2023. And just so you know, G-Money, this weekend is a Juneteenth celebration, and I believe it's also Father's Day on Sunday. So it's a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody, and may they celebrate Juneteenth weekend and have a good time this weekend. We'll be back on the air tomorrow for Friday's radio show. So stay with us, because we have one more day of entertainment to entertain you with. So we'll be back on the air tomorrow. But for all of those that are celebrating their birthday today, I want to wish you a happy birthday. And I know God's blessing you with the grace and the glory that he gives all of his followers that are alive and kicking. And we want to thank Jesus Christ for his sacrifice to save all of our souls for life after death. So I want to say happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And I want to say I have a song to sing for you. It's called Happy Birthday, and it goes like this. Happy birthday to Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And have many, many more. All right. Without further ado, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet.
and he stopped the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.